Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, we discuss a lot of the versatile ways of agriculture is present in our daily lives, and Ag Commissioner Todd Staples here to give us a glimpse into the Texas leather and fiber industries.
Well, Tony, it ain't bragging if it's true, and we always love to brag on Texas agriculture being a leader in so many areas, and particularly we are a leader in cattle and goat production. But it's a lot more than just meat and dairy that's produced in the Lone Star State.
Well, I know leather in Texas have a history.
Texas has strong, long-lasting traditions and Western heritage, and our state is home to many historic ranches. Common gear used on these ranches includes boots, saddles, reins, and chaps. That's all made of leather and needed to get the day's work done. In addition, you'll find many other products made from leather, such as shoes, wallets, purses, car interiors, furniture, and ball gloves, just to name a few. We consider these value-added products as byproducts of the livestock industry.
What about fiber?
Texas is a leading producer of cotton, wool, and mohair. These fibers are used to make value-added products such as clothing. In addition to the lint from the cotton, the inner cotton seed is used to make oils from everything from cooking oils to cosmetics, as well as protein sources that are used as a supplement in livestock feeds. As you can see, Tony, Texas fiber and leather are about as versatile and diverse as it comes.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.